The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The month of Ramadan has a personal dimension for us, where we seek to improve ourselves on the level of taqwa and righteousness, to reform ourselves spiritually. It's also a month, as we mentioned last khutbah, that it is a month which is connected to the Quran. And in today's khutbah, I would like to talk about one more dimension, that this is a month which is also connected to dua. Especially when we talk about the du'as which have been taught to us by the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, about how to communicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even to understand what are the things that we should be asking, you know, from him. This issue of connection with of du'a with the month of Ramadan is in that passage of the Quran in Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after talking about the initial command of fasting and then other rules in between, in ayat number 186 of Surah Baqarah, he says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي, addressing the Prophet directly, singularly, he says, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servants ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي, I am very close to them. I answer the prayers of the one who calls me, who calls on me. It's interesting, if you look at this ayat by itself, you know, there is this sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, he's talking to the Prophet. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, when they ask you. And then he doesn't say people in general. He uses this term which we consider, you know, from the reflection of the spiritual masters, they would say, when Allah calls us by the term abd, doesn't say, you know, say to ayyuhan nas. Is a sa'alaka ibadi, when my servants. It's different for me to say I am Abdullah, and then Allah saying, you are my servant, my abd. And so already, you know, the language used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is the language of love. That is a sa'alaka ibadi anni, when my servants ask you about me. He doesn't say, قُلْ, O Muhammad, say to them, إِنَّ رَبُّكُمْ قَرِيبٌ, that your Lord is close to you. No, he responds directly, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And even the word إِنِّي there, from the Arabic point of view, it has double emphasis there. إِنِّي, verily I am. قَرِيبٌ, I am near you, close to you. In the ayat of Quran, he says, if I am closer than your jugular vein to yourself. Sometimes he says, I am between you and your heart. You know, so he's saying, I'm very close to you. So call me. Ujibu, I respond to your call when you call me. And this is where then he says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ, you know, respond to me. Here, responding is actually responding to this issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, talk to me. I want you to talk to me. Udu'uni. There is another ayat where he says, you know, call me. So he says, you know, respond to this call that I have made. Talk to me. And then, you know, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, respond to me by doing dua, وَلَيُؤْمِنُ بِي, and believe in me. Sometimes the hands is raised. I want something, but I'm not even sure about Allah's power. Don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with half of heart and mind with Him. You know, He says, وَلَيُؤْمِنُ بِي. You already believe in me as your Lord, but have this faith in me when you are praying to me and asking for something, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that the people can be rightly guided. And so this issue of dua in the month of Ramadan, it is not just a cultural issue. It is there best right in the ayat of Quran about the month of Ramadan. But the question comes up, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. I am close and I respond to the call, to the dua. And this is where people have a question. So, you know, I've been praying for this for almost months and months, and I don't see anything. You know, this is where we have to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ignore any dua. But His response does not always have to be what we want. He is giving the jawab. He is responding to the duas, but not necessarily the way we always want. Munajat always means something which is being whispered, unlike what we sometimes think here in our recitations on the mic. That's a very different thing. You know, so munajat is where you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your own. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes says that sometimes you just call me publicly. You know, when you are traveling on the plane and there's turbulence up and down, you'll see people say, oh God. Even they might not be thinking about God normally, but at that time, and the dua would be there loud. They wouldn't mind who is sitting here or there, and they will still call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He says, you call me. In the time when things are okay, and even when you are in distress, you call me publicly and loudly. And so this phenomenon is there, but we see that when it comes to the month of Ramadan, dua is emphasized. There are so many special duas to be recited. Doing it in the centers, in the programs, it is a good thing. This is the way how we are introduced to the duas. If we didn't have this communal way of reciting, let's say the special dua after Maghrib and Isha for the month of Ramadan, on our own, we wouldn't probably even know about it unless we really look at Mafati and study that. Or for example, dua, you know, iftitah or other duas, or every special duas for every night. So these communal, you know, gathering for duas are good things. This is where we from childhood learn that these are the du'as for the month of Ramadan. Prayer is du'a, and namaz is one thing, but du'a is something you should understand what you are asking. And so this tradition is there. However, what I would say is that do not confine yourself to the communal du'as, especially during the month of Ramadan. If you can't do it every night, at least sometimes, maybe before the Sahri, or before the Fajr, or even earlier, or later on, you don't feel sleepy, you know, stand up. Sit down on your musalla, you don't even have to stand up. You know, and pick up one dua, and read it on your own. That one-to-one conversation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is where He says, I would like to listen to you. I would like to listen. I love to hear the words of dua from my ibad. And that is something which we really have to work on it, so that it's not just a communal recitation, it is actually a personal you know, act for us.
القرآن